Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
I'll rise with the sun. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Friday, December the 2nd of 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time, really, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're talking about this important and this, actually, the only topic is relationships. One of the hardest things to do is to, you know, to maintain or to have a relationship. This old ideal of being in contact or being in a relationship with people. What's very, very profound and very interesting is that a lot of people struggle. We all struggle in this area. I know I struggled in this area, still do, things that we all work on. We all got different definitions of what relationships is and how we should maintain a relationship, what constitutes a good relationship. And I get asked the question a lot, you know, how do you guarantee a relationship? How can you ensure, if you want to use that word, that what you are doing is done correctly? And you guys know, if you don't know, I will, you know, happy to remind you that the series that I did, and that series that I did was a while back, and I did that series on the seven keys or the seven steps to establishing a good, you know, relationship or a good marriage. We talked about the seven keys to establishing wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. The keys are pretty much the same. There's seven of them. And that's a very intense topic. And we went through all seven of those keys. And hopefully you had an opportunity to go through that. That's the key for people that really need more in-depth study. If you really need something that's very, very, very concise, very specific, very in-depth, today's message is going to be really focused on how to guarantee that the marriage or that the relationship is a fair proof of how to ensure that it is happy and engaging and uplifting. You don't want to be in a relationship where you are tolerated. You want to be in a relationship that where you are elevated, where you are celebrated. Those don't exist. They do, but they take work. You have to build them. They don't just exist. People think that you can walk into a relationship and just do nothing, and it just happens automatically. That is not true. You can't do that in wealth. You can't do that with health. You can't go to the gym and do nothing and expect to lose weight. But it's amazing people think that they can be in a relationship with something or someone and expect that a one-sided relationship is going to work. It doesn't work. So for anybody that really wants those seven keys, again, just go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link where it says products and services, and you can pick up a copy of the series that I did on the seven keys to building a fair-proof relationship. And also wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, because those keys are the same. What are they? Well, for women, the keys are the woman has to be loved. She has to be cared for. She has to be understood. She has to be respected. She has to be cherished. She has to be validated. She has to be reassured. For a man, he has to be respected first, not loved. He has to be trusted. He has to be accepted. He has to be appreciated. He has to be admired. He has to be approved. He has to be encouraged. If you notice, the seven keys for men are totally different from women. The problem, women give men what they need. Men give women what we need. As a man, in my relationships, the mistake that I've always made was I give the woman respect because that's what I want. I don't know, because I didn't, that the woman don't need respect. She needs love. And then women, y'all don't know that men need respect. Y'all give us love. Care of us like we're your boys. Because that's what y'all want. Y'all want someone to love you all. And men, we want someone to respect us as men. And that's the problem. But it goes deeper than that. Because at the core and at the essence of all relationships, we have to dig deep. I talk to people all the time, and it's amazing because people always ask me, and I love it when people ask me, well, dog, what gives you the right? What makes you an authority figure? You know, wasn't your relationship just in shambles? You know, what makes you think that you can talk on this subject? And it's interesting because people forget that I was married for 25 years. And what was profound during that first marriage was, you know, in the beginning it was rough, and then all of a sudden it was great. Now, I thought about the times in my first marriage when it was great, and then it became rough, and then it became great, and then it became rough. And all the times that it became rough, I thought about what was it that made it rough, and all the times that it became great, what was it that made it great? And one of the things that made it great, that made it happy, that made it fulfilling, that made it uplifting and enjoyable was the engagement level as a man. Now, from a man perspective, men are called and told in the Bible to love their wives. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell a man to respect their wives. And women are told to respect their husbands. Nowhere is it told for them primarily to love their husbands. I find that's interesting because most of them miss that point. But the most engaging, fulfilling times in any relationship that I've ever had is when I did exactly that simplistic thing. What was that thing? Loved. Now, that definition is important because now you got to establish because love is an action word. And then something incredible happens whenever a man is respected. But that's the problem because women don't know the definition of the word respect. So I can think about my current relationship, and I think about the issue that we have, and it's that. It's the definition of that word respect. Because what I am expecting and what I am getting is two different things. Because the definition of the word respect. So a man needs to be respected, and the woman needs to be loved. But those two words is the problem. Because those two words are established by the individual themselves. And the way that is established by the individual is it is established by the individual's respect and love for themselves. So this is the catch. This is why most people, myself included, struggle. And I talk to people every day, and it's mind-blowing because I am attempting. So first of all, before I even attempt, every person that comes into my life is me. They're just in a different format. It is impossible, according to universal spiritual law, from the law of frequency, for something to come into your gaze, into your perspective, into your space, into your visual. A magnet draws things to it, and it repels other things. It is impossible to draw someone into your life that's not you. It is universal. It is based upon the laws of physics, the laws of science, the laws of biochemistry, the laws of electromagnetism. It is impossible to draw someone or to be in a relationship with someone that is not a frequency match. Therefore, the flaw, concerns that you see in them are actually the flaw or the problem that you have in you. So since you have, well, let me talk about myself. What is my flaw? Number one thing, I don't trust nobody. I had a big problem with that since birth. Why don't I trust people? Newsflash, I don't trust myself. Why don't I trust myself? Newsflash, I don't make good decisions. Why don't I make good decisions? Newsflash. because I don't trust my decisions. I don't have confidence in my decisions. So I say I'm going to do something, and then I renege on it. I backpedal on it. I second-guess it. I think it over again. Why? No self-esteem. No self-value. Why? From living in an environment where my decisions wasn't reinforced. Why? Because of the environment that I was living in, I was under the roof of someone whose their environment was also the same. So the sins of the mother and the father is passed down to the son and the daughter. So every person in a relationship is actually in a relationship with themselves. And so if you don't figure out yourself, you can't figure out no one else. So let me repeat that just in case you missed it. This is the smoking gun. So this is what we have to talk about. Now, we could talk about these seven steps. We can get all mystical. We can get scientific. We can get in some deep psychological mumbo-jumbo, and you're just going to leave confused because I'm giving you too much information to apply. So let me simplify it. Notice I said the why seven times before I got to my problem. What is my problem in every relationship I've ever been on earth? Since birth, I don't trust. But Brother Will, why don't you trust me? I don't trust myself. Okay, how come you don't trust yourself? Because trust requires confidence. That's what it means. Confidence comes from knowing or from knowledge. Since I don't have those tools, and then I make a decision and I guess it. I'm like, oh, man, did I make the right decision? Oh, man, I don't know. Oh, man, let me think about it. Oh, you know what? I decided, oh, I want to go back, man. Oh, I got to do this. I don't got no confidence. Why don't I have confidence? Well, when I was a little rug rat running around, did somebody validate me? Did somebody tell me? Now, I know because this, I was a good Brother Will. That's a bunch of hogwash, mumbo jumbo. You blame it on your childhood. Man, y'all better get real. You are your childhood. You got to override that crap. What I'm trying to express, expose, expand to you today is how to do it. Anybody can come up to you and tell me. Everybody can tell me what's wrong with me, but there's nobody that can tell me how to fix me. And I'm telling you that if you don't fix yourself, there's no way you can be in a relationship with anyone else. So you are projecting your flaws onto other people, because the only way that person that you're in a relationship with is in your space is because they are a mirror image of you. They're just reflecting you back to you. Now, they got their own issues and their own concerns, but you're looking at them to solve yours. The problem is not with them, boo-boo. The problem is with you. Well, let me rephrase that. There's nobody that I've ever been in a relationship with that the problem was with them. Everybody that I've ever been in a relationship are good people. They don't have no issues and no problems, not on my level. See, I got serious issues and serious problems. And so the people that know me after a while, they notice that, man, this dude is running a little tight. I keep trying. I feel frustrated because no matter what I do, I can't get through. His thick ass head, his skull is hitting me in the head with a 2x4. That's nothing. So I already know that. So what must I do? Is that I cannot be in a relationship with nobody until I fix the relationship that I have with myself. What is the problem with the relationship that I have with myself? Now you have a problem, but yours may be the same or it may be different from mine. But if you are a man, you have one of these seven problems. Men, are you listening? Men, if you are a man, the problem you have with you is, number one, you don't respect yourself. Number two, you don't trust yourself. Number three, you haven't accepted yourself. Number four, you don't appreciate your worth and your value. Number five, you don't admire yourself. Now, you can admire the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You can admire, you know, Obama. You can admire other men. And the same traits as in those men you got, but you don't see them in yourself. You haven't approved of yourself, brother. You haven't approved. You're still waiting for the white man, the blue man, the green man to approve yourself. Negro, you look yourself in the mirror, see worth and value in yourself. Approve yourself, but you can't do it. And the last and a smoking gun, encourage yourself, homie, but you can't. How do I know this? I got the same problem as you do, especially black men. If you're a black man listening to me right now, brother, you got a lot of work to do. Now, I know you think it's your wife. I know you blame it on your wife and your girlfriend and all your problems are with her. Brother Will, you know she don't listen to me, man. She don't respect me, dog. She talked to me like this, man, and made me feel like a boy, dog. She don't understand. Man, this is all I hear every day. And all I do is just shake my head. Yep, yep, yep. And I go out the phone, and I look myself in the mirror, and I say, Brother Will, get your shitness together. How do you think me and you, men, especially the brothers that's inside my Eagles Club and the men that I do one-on-one, why y'all think we friends? Why y'all think that y'all even found me? How did you find me, brothers? Women, hold on. I'm getting to you, women. Yeah, I'm going to get to the women. But for the men, this is for the men. Every man that's listening to the sound of my voice, how did you find my voice, brother? My brothers, I don't care what color you are, we brothers. We are men. As men, we got the same anatomy. We have the same biology. We all got testosterone issues. We got the little head is thinking for the big head. We walk around with our ego. We got our attitude. And we walk around and we want to project like we got our shizness together. And we're little lost puppies. All of us wishing that mama was here to help us. Men, your number one problem that you have is you don't respect yourself. And you're wondering why your woman don't respect you. How the hell your woman is going to respect you if you don't even respect yourself? You don't trust yourself, brothers. You don't trust yourself. Why don't you trust yourself? Because you're not making solid decisions. Why are you not making solid decisions? Because you haven't accepted yourself. Why have you not accepted yourself? Because you don't appreciate your worth and your value. Why? Because nobody admired your worth and your value when you was a kid. They tell you to sit down and shut up. Be seen and not heard. And men, let's say you did make it through that, brother, and you did make it through that brothers. I'm talking about the brothers right now. Were you ever approved? When I say approved, I mean that somebody put their stamp of approval on you, and it said, I love you, regardless of what you bring to the table, how much money you make or don't make. There's very few men that were approved. I'm still waiting for my father to say, son, I love you. Since birth, I've never heard those words. And my biological father is still alive. I can go to this right now. Say, Dad, I love you. Yeah, boy. Dad, I'll see you later, man. I'll talk to you later. That's all I get. My father can't say it, but his father used to tie him to a tree and whoop him with a wet rope. So he never heard it from his father. What do you think I tell my son? Look on my Facebook page, see how many times I tell my children, I'm proud of you, especially my sons, because I'm breaking that damn curse with this generation. I tell my sons I love them, because my father never told me that. And lastly, encouragement. Brothers, you can't expect your wife to do that or your girl to do that when you don't do it. Men, we are holding our women accountable for shiznits we ain't doing ourselves. Let me speak for myself. I know damn well I am not respected. I am not trusting. I'm not accepting. I'm not appreciative. I'm not admired. I'm not approval, and I'm not encouraging the way I should. I know good and well no female, none of my daughters, wives, friends, nobody has to tell me. There's no female in my life that can tell me. I know I'm not doing what I should be doing because I'm not doing it to myself. Therefore, by law, I can't do it to nobody else. You can only give what you have. If you don't have it, you can't give it. Now let's get to the women. Women. Oh, man. Whew. I don't know how y'all do it, man. I don't know how women do it. Women, y'all want to love everybody. Love, love. Y'all got love to go on. And y'all love the unlovables. Y'all love taking on these projects. I don't understand. You know why? Because y'all are a damn project. I got to be real. No disrespect. But let me tell you something, women. What you are expecting is unrealistic. What you are expecting is not real. You got it from Hollywood. You saw a movie. And in that movie, the woman, she got the dude. She got the house, the picket fence. Dude rode in on a white horse and swept her off her feet. And they rode out into the freaking in the sunset. That's great in Hollywood, but unfortunately, there's no dudes out there like that. All the men out there, you're going to find are like me. They damaged. They're going to need your respect. I have yet to talk to a woman that really respects her husband or her mate yet. I've done a lot of counseling. Now, remember, myself included. Still waiting. Women, do you understand what it means to respect a man? That's tough. Now, The word respect is a dangerous word, woman, because it means trust. So, you're a man. If you don't respect yourself, and you can't respect yourself if you're not receiving the love from the man. So let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying before we go this further. Women, if you have a piece of paper at home, I would like for you to draw a circle. Women, you are in this circle with your man. Or woman, for that matter. That's some, you know, we got this whole new lesbo thing going on. But that's not a study for another time. So the circle goes like this. One side of the circle this could happen in your spinal cord, by the way. Going down the spinal cord is electricity. Cord is magnetism. Electricity and magnetism is two sides of the same coin. So going down the spinal column goes down to the genital area. If it is released, that energy, that means it doesn't come back up. If it's held, and everybody think that it means, you know, when people be teaching this sex magic and all of this stuff, and I shouldn't be telling you guys this because we end up talking about that topic or that subject, but for the sake of the example, it has nothing to do with holding your orgasm. It has to do with holding your breath, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, but the life of the spirit is in the breath. So arcing, according to the Egyptians, and according to the Anunnakis, and according to everybody that know anything, and since I've been doing it, and it works like clockwork, you hold your chi or your prana so it's not released. The same thing happens in a relationship. Your breathing or your breath or your trauma or your drama or your emotions, because you are releasing your energy, women, through your emotional expression instead of holding it and rechanneling it back up your spinal cord till it releases, till it gets to the pineal gland and you get an ideal pineal gland so you can think. But women, you can't think because you're not keeping the kirka or the circle complete. It takes masculine, the man, should put something into you, women, called love. That love should go down your spinal cord, down to your genitalia, and then back up the spinal cord to the pineal gland to illuminate your brain to be able to respect your man. So it's a circle. It's a circle. But if a circle is broken, what happens? The energy is not returned. It's not completed. So let me make sure you understand why relationships don't work and how difficult and why it is tough to build a happy relationship. Because women really don't need it, but they want to be loved. They want to be cared for. They want to be understood. They want to be respected. They want to be cherished. They want to be validated. And they want to be reassured. So men, it is your job to do those things for your woman. Unfortunately, men, you haven't done those seven things for yourself. Therefore, men, in order for you to do that for your woman, you got to be able to do that for yourself. So I have to be able to love myself. I have to be able to care for myself. I have to be able to understand myself. I have to be able to respect myself. I have to be able to cherish myself. I have to be able to validate myself. And I have to be able to reassure myself. Since I can't do those things, and I'm with a woman, and she's expecting me to give, now, I got it, but I think I don't have it. So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So since I think I don't have those things, I can't give those things. And so therefore, neither party is satisfied. So the woman is waiting. Now, remember, men, your woman is waiting for you to deposit into her emotional bank account those seven checks. If you don't deposit, brother, those seven checks into your woman's emotional bank account, she's bankrupt. Emotionally. And so when it comes to you, you telling her, hey, man, my woman don't respect me. You think? Dude, you ain't put no money into her account so that way she can give respect. Now, she already has it, but she's waiting on you to give it. And so now there's a waiting game. The energy is waiting to be put in. so the energy or the emotion can be waited to be put out. And women are totally expanding themselves emotionally, and they are emotionally bankrupt. They are emotionally drained. They are emotionally like, oof, man, they are not receiving a return on their investment. And men, your woman is emotionally bankrupt because, unfortunately, women are wired differently than men. I shouldn't say unfortunately. It's probably, God obviously knew what he was doing when he designed women to be the caregivers and the nurturers. So women naturally care. Women naturally seek to understand. So women are natural givers. Unlike men, we don't naturally give respect. You have to earn it for us. Go to the hood, go to the military, respect anywhere. They will tell you, dude, I don't respect you, man, unless you earn it. And it's interesting, just watch men. A man will not respect another man by how he carries himself. If a man is very egotistical, you come in there acting feminine if you want to. Watch how much respect you get. Zero. But if you come in there masculine and he's masculine, hey, what's up, out? He's going to give you the head nod, meaning that you accept it. If you're feminine and you walk into a very masculine man, you're not going to get the head nod. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get the eye contact. Yo, what's up, man? You're not going to get that. Why? You're not respected because you're not on the same frequency. But if you go around a bunch of humanized men, which there are a lot of these days, you will get that head nod. Hi. However they do it. We reflect back what we are. So what am I saying? The problem has not been, the problem never was, and the problem never will be outside of you. Every problem that you have in your life right now is because of you. That's good, because guess what? This is good, brothers. This is good, sisters. Problem did not exist with me, then the solution cannot come from me. Let me say that again. Everybody should be happy right now. You should be jumping for joy right now, because now you know, I'm telling you right now, my problems doesn't exist with my wife. So if I want to save my marriage, my wife don't have to do nothing. I got to do everything. Now, men, this is contrary to your belief system, right? I hope it is. I hope this is the first time you're hearing this, so that way you can wake up. Because you're waiting and you're blaming your mate. You're sitting around waiting for your wife to do something. What your wife is born with the ability to do. What? Love and care. Unfortunately, what are the two things men need? Men don't need love, and men don't need care. That's why, men, you feel unfulfilled from your wife or from your mate, because your wife loves you and your wife is caring for you. Neither one of those you need. So, women, you can care for your man all day. You can buy him stuff. You can do all nice business for him. Don't mean daily. You can love him like you love whatever. Don't mean diddly. The only thing, women, that your man is waiting for is your respect. And you can't give him that because you're waiting for him to love you. And he ain't loving you because you ain't respecting him. And you ain't respecting him because he ain't loving you. So the twain shall never meet. So we got two people sitting there with their hand crossed waiting emotionally because both parties are bankrupt. Because the man is saying, man, shoot. Hey, man, oh, she don't respect me, dog. So I ain't going to know why should I make her number one? Why should I go out and make her feel, cared for and understood? Why should I sit there and listen to her for 5 hours and say, yeah, baby. And she tell me the same damn story every day. Brother, she don't want you to solve the problem. She wants you to listen. Men, do you know that women don't want you to solve the problem? They can solve their own problems. They just want to be heard. That is how they feel cherished and validated. But we can't do that because as soon as you start talking, they say, well, baby, all you got to do is just, take the trash out, put it on the curb yourself. You miss the trash, man. That's not why she's telling you the story, dog. She's telling the story so that way she get a sense that you care and that you understood what she went through during the day and that you cherish and validate and you reassure her that that's okay, baby, next time I got the trash. But you don't do that. You just cut straight through the chest. You cut her off. You don't give her a chance to speak. Man, if you let your woman talk, brother, they will solve 99% of your problems. But men, myself included, as soon as she starts talking, I try to wait. Oh, man, the Cowboys game is coming on. Hey, man, oh, man, I got this to do. I got that to do. The girl is still talking, and then what do? We interrupt them. Well, baby, you know it, and she's looking at you like, oh, man, this fool's not listening. Brothers and sisters, to build an affair-proof marriage. Now, this is 100% guaranteed to work. I thought about when I was in Japan, my first marriage, me and my wife was over there, my first wife, and man, because I don't really like very small framed. I'm more of a, I like women that have meat on their bones. So when I was in Japan, no disrespect to culture or race of any other people, it just didn't, you know, stimulate, if you know what I'm saying, me. So I was on an honor company tour. They said, sorry, Son Rogers, I'm over here for how long without my wife? And I had just got married. That means no nunu. Yeah, what do you do that at? So the general says, no wives on this tour. 30 days later, my wife was flying into Osaka, Japan. And I went out in the Japanese economy, told the four-star general, I don't know, you got your wife here, right? And that's what I thought. So I moved up and said, well, dude, we ain't paying it for you. I don't need you to pay it for me, man. I pay myself. She's my wife, not yours. So I got me a part-time job while I active duty Marine. I worked in the bowling alley at night. We went out top. I couldn't speak a lick of Japanese. I was fluent in Japanese within almost 2 weeks. It's amazing what you can do, brothers, when you're in love. It's amazing. So, women, if you got a dude and he come up with excuses, you get newsflash, yeah, he may not be in love. Because when a man is in love, he crossed hell. He walked through demons and devils. He stared down the Pope, the anti-Pope. He don't give a damn what's in his way. He walked through it. How do I know? I freaking just did it. Now, I moved out, left my wife, came back, another dude was in my house, sleeping in my bed, parking in my driveway. Everything that I was doing, he was doing. Came back, my wife told me, looked me in the face, didn't even let me in the house, let me at the front door. I moved on. I'm sorry. You know, you made your choice, you made your decision, you made your bed, live with it. Really. What I told her, I told you guys in the Eagles Club, I leave her some flowers, I say, I'll be back in 30 days. I'll be moving back in my house in 30 days. She told me the devil is a liar. Her mother, father, all of her people, and a lot of them, about 200 of them, all said, yeah, he's a dead man walking. He just don't know it yet. 30 days later, oh boy, I was moving out of my house, and I was moving back into my house. What did I do? Notice what I did? What did I do? Resolve. Let me show you how you declare and decree. Let me show you how what I'll be talking about tonight or later on in my series that I'm doing right now on CSF. Now, in the ancient text, they call this Christian magic. Just in case y'all need a, you know, which we're going to break down during the series. So hopefully you guys are already on there. You guys are going to learn this. This is what Jesus did. Jesus did miracles like this. This is how you do miracles. Anybody need a course in miracles? This is it. Your relationship, brothers, sisters, doesn't depend upon your wife. Your job doesn't depend upon your employee. Your bank account does not depend upon the economy. Your health does not depend upon what you eat. Your wisdom does not depend upon the damn books that you read. You can be in Bumbuck, Egypt by yourself with no woman, with no books, with no money, with no food, no nothing. All it takes for you to totally change that situation is a made-up mind and the willingness to die for it. See, that separates the boys, the men from the boys right now. Very few people have that ability. Very few have bulldog tenacity or stick-to-itiveness. When you want it, you go get it. See, but Brother Will, you're not up. That's why you don't got it. Everybody can come up with an excuse. Anybody can. If you want something, you go get it. I don't give a damn what's in your way. The Pope, the President, it could be the Armed Forces, Navy, Marine Corps, all of them. When you got a made-up mind, brothers, sisters, now, it sounds simple, right? It sounds like, no, that can't be it, brother. I tried it. But you wasn't willing to die for it. Difference. That resolves as, most people have not found a woman that they're willing to die for. So when I effed up and I came back to my wife and I told my wife that, hey, you know, I made a mistake. And she said, well, honey, I know, but, you know, what you did was wrong. Yes, ma'am, I understand. When I came back, her mother and father didn't want to talk to me. Her mom said, now these are pastors, and I love them to death. Her dad told me, I'm just not a pastor right now. Nigga, I don't want you in my house. Out of respect for my daughter, you got about 5 minutes. And I came in that house. The mother, her mom, refused to even talk to me. She stayed in the bedroom. She said, I don't even want to look at him. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to see his face. Now, I don't know what mountain you got to climb. I don't know what you got to get, what you got to do to get to where you want to go. But all I'm telling you is what I did and what I would do again, because that's the woman that I love. So everybody's definition of love is different. Now, are we out of the water now? Is it all peaches and cream? No. But what am I telling you? I'm willing to do anything it takes to make sure that my wife knows that she is the number one woman in my life. Whatever is required. Because the man, the woman that you with right now doesn't know she's number one. You haven't proved it to her. Now you're doing shit that you think that she wants, but you're doing what you want. You're not doing what she wants. When I went and asked my wife what does she want, so my wife said, you know what, I need somebody to love me unconditionally. I need somebody that's interested in making sure that we are financially stable. I'm interested with somebody that's been an example for my children. See, my children are gone and grown. So I'm out of the fatherhood business. I ain't had time for that. Hey, I'm out doing shows, you know what I'm saying? I'm busy. That doesn't show my wife that I love her. So either I do the things that show my wife, not what I want, brother. I would rather be sitting here doing shows, what I'm doing right now. I don't want to go out and walk no dog. I don't want to go to no PTA meetings. I don't want to go to no freaking pick him up for a little league practice and all that stuff. I did all of that already. I should have thought about that before I married a woman that was younger than me with smaller children. So either I put my big boy drawers on, or I actually stage left and let somebody else put the big boy drawers on. That's a choice, brothers, that you got to make. But if you make it, you better step up to the plate and play it. Don't promise somebody something that you ain't willing to do. So before you say yes, before you say I do, count the cost. Because it's going to cost you. And if you got to drum it up, if you got to wake up worship, or you know, you got to work up the energy and the emotion to do it, you might want to get out of it. Because it's a lifetime sentence. And if that is not a price you're willing to pay, why do you want to play? If you're not willing to pay, don't play. So stop doing for your wife what you want, brothers, and do for her what she wants. She wants you home at 11? I don't give a beep what you got going on after 11:01. So my wife said, honey, I'd rather you not do so many shows late in the night. Don't do no late night counseling like I was doing counseling sessions at 9 and 10. People even say, yeah, I don't want you doing that no more. So I was like, well, honey, but I don't understand. I like doing it. I don't like it, okay? No problem. If you, brothers, are trying to build an affair-proof marriage, now if you just want to get with somebody and y'all tolerate each other instead of cherishing and elevate each other, and guess what? Every day I got to make the same decision. So I made the decision 10 years straight. But on year 10.1, I decided, you know what? I like doing shows at night. So bump what you say, honey. I'm going to do shows at freaking 10 o'clock because I'm the man. You can't tell me what to do. That's the kiss of death. You just, but you know, but Will, I did it for 10 years. That doesn't matter. To the woman, she needs it. It's not the size when it comes to women. It's the consistency of the small detail. So you took out the trash 10 years in a row. He's like, I ain't taking out the trash no more. Your marriage is over. 10 years gone. Women have short-term memory, brothers. You got to be consistent. So you're on a check last week, but you ain't got no check this week. You got a problem in your marriage. Consistency, brothers. Consistency. Women, so you respected your man when he have a job, right? But when he don't got no job, oh, yeah, you don't respect him. Or you respect your man when he does this, but when he don't do that, oh, you don't respect him. Women, newsflash, your man needs respect whether he's being the man or not. So he don't do it like your daddy did. He don't do it like, oh, well, all my brothers, they were, you know, they were masculine men, Brother Will. And, you know, my brothers, they didn't let nobody talk to me. But my husband, he seems a little, you know, skimmish. When I talk trash to a guy that's 6'5", 450, and he's 5'5", 150, I don't understand why he don't go punch him in the mouth. He may have something called common sense. He don't want to get his ass whooped. So, no, if you go pick a fight with a dude that's 6'5", 450, I don't think your man is going to go and he's 5'5", 150. That ain't going to happen. So, women, you have to respect your man whether he deserves it or not. Men, you have to love your wives whether she walks around with a stocking cap on all day or whether she walking around looking like Beyonce and throw the T-shirt on and said, I woke up like this. Doesn't matter. Every day, all day, you love her through sickness and in health, through rich and through poor. It is consistency in those two things. The lack of consistency in those two areas, men, you're not being consistent with your love for your woman, so she can't be consistent in her respect for you. Women, you're not being consistent in your respect for your man, so he's not being consistent in his love for you. So somebody got to take the bull by the horns and say, you know what, I'm going to be consistent. Men, that falls on you. Now, your woman, she can fall off every once in a while, but men, you can't. Now, I know, and, you know, I don't know what school brothers go to now. They told you that you ain't got to do that. I went to that same class, and I tried it, and guess what? Yeah, it didn't work. Marriage fell apart. So then when I took the bull, every time I take the bull by the horns, marriage is great. Then every time I take a day off, all of a sudden, my wife started feeling, I can sense the emotional separation. And the spiritual separation, and we can become distant. And every time we become distant, it's because of me. It has nothing to do with her. So men, especially men, you control the quality of your relationship. If your relationship sucks, it's because you suck. Point blank. Now, I'm not talking about somebody read of a book. You go to some psycho Bible class, and they're going to tell you, well, you know, the woman has to do this, and the woman... Man, do you know how hard it is to be a woman? I thank God I'm not a woman. They got this thing that comes around every 30 days they got to deal with. Women are emotional creatures. They are designed by God to be the caregivers. Women are the feminine energy. They're the backbone of this universe, of the entire freaking globe. It is based upon the feminine expression called Sophia of wisdom. Women are way more intelligent than men. They're just born with it. So, brothers, it's very hard for a woman to respect you and you're stupid. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. I've made a lot of stupid mistakes. Any man that do and have done what I've done over and over and over again, he just missing in some schools. So I got to look myself in the mirror and I got to say, dude, get your business together. If I want my wife to respect me, I got to do respectable things. So I'm walking around doing this stuff, you know, emailing other females late at night, you know, staying out late, you know, doing shows, not spending time with the family, not getting involved. She invited me to go do stuff with her family, and I'm saying, I don't really like your family. I ain't going. I'm going to sit there and watch the game. And then I'm wondering why my relationship is not working. What? Really? Now, men, if you're honest, come on, brothers. Come on now. Let's be honest, brothers. Come on, man. I'm not trying to pick on y'all, you know what I'm saying? But come on, man. Come on. Come on, brothers. Be for real. You know good and well you wouldn't put up with you. You know good and well. Be honest, man. Man, if you were really honest with yourself, you know damn well if your woman was doing to you what you're doing to her, you know good and well you'd been gone 5 years ago, and she's still with your charges behind. And you doing that stuff, and you know you wrong, man. You know it. You don't need no counselor. You don't need to go talk to nobody. You don't need no prayer. You need to go see the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You know you ain't stepping up to the plate. And you got a woman, she's still with you, man. She's standing by your side. No matter what you're doing, hell or hot water, she's still stuck with you. And she's still down for you. And you got the audacity to say that, you know what, my wife, now, you know, she'll respect me. Come on, man. Brothers, we got to do better, man. The women are trying, but they are tired. They're tired. They're stressed. They're dealing with all of this stuff that goes on. You know how hard a woman, they got to raise kids. Now the woman has to work, and now that society has made them phallic females. Most women didn't volunteer to be a phallic female. Most women I talk to, they don't even know that they're a phallic female. When I told my wife that, I said, babe, you're a phallic, why you got to do that? She, what is that? I said, babe, well, you asked me to do something, then you go do it. Well, you know, I just learned, I've been single for so long, I just took care of myself. She was running out, she works more than me. She gets up before me. She goes to bed later than me. She works harder than me. She goes on the bus. She has to. Because she didn't have nobody to have her back. And then she gets with me, and I don't got her back. And it's just a reconfirmation of the old demons that she's trying to bury. Because women, unfortunately, marry men that's just like their fathers or just like their fears, because their fears are their fathers. And brother, you are your wife's or your mate's fears. She don't know it because you bring about what you fear about. So your woman married you because you represent everything that she's against, but she don't know it. She don't know that her fears are her father, because you fear, whatever you fear, you attract. You don't attract what you faith about. You attract what you fear, because fear is 1,000 times more powerful than faith. That's why you can't do fear. Women, if you're listening to this, you cannot. You destroying your marriage because you're afraid. If that fool gonna leave you, he gonna leave you, man. Women, you destroying your body because you releasing that cortisone inside of your body. You got this belly fat. Oh, you eating one meal a day. You walk around here freaking eating crackers and drinking milk. And that cortisone, you may be skinny, but your body is filled with cortisone. And it's working havoc on your arteries and your internal organs. So when you get older, you're going to be full of wrinkles. You're going to look way a lot older than you because the stress ages you. And so, yeah, you may, I'm not talking about, you know, how heavy you are. You can still be underweight, but overweight. Yeah, you look good in your bikini, but underneath, in the inside, there's death and decay because of stress in your life, because you married your fears. So now you are stuck with your fears because you married your fear because it looked like your father. And until you overstand and get rid of your fear, because when you stop vibrating on that fear, guess what? That man going to leave you. Or he going to step up and be you. The reason that he can't vibrate, because you are vibrating the wrong frequency. When you detach from your fear, everything falls off. You outgrow it. That forces him to grow up. Or he exits stage left. You can no longer be married to your fears, women. It is destroying you. Do what you fear. That's how you get rid of your fears. The book of Job talked about it. Job said, the thing that I feared the most has come upon me. So Job feared it. That's why Job fathered it. Women, you're giving birth to fear. And it's running around in your house called your children. They are your fears. They embody them. what problems they got. The problems they got is the fears that you had at the time that you gave birth to them. Don't believe me? Look at your children and their behavioral issues, their psychological issues, their makeup. It is so important when it comes to a relationship. The days of being in a relationship where you are just being tolerated are over. You should be in a relationship where someone, when you walk in the door, it's like the freaking 4th of July. Person should be happy as heck to see you. Bells and whistles should be going off. He should celebrate you and should elevate you every day because he sees worth and he sees value in you. We have to do a better job, brothers. Women, you have to actually take a step back. Women, the definition of a phallic female is a strong female. Phallic means male penis. There, every female that I've talked to and that I know, including both of my sisters, and me and my wife have this conversation all the time, my wife's only problem is she's a better man than I am. Women, the problem that you have in your relationship is that you are a better man than your man, and your man knows it. So your man is really pissed off at you because you are outshining him at being him. Now, you got assistance from the culture. I don't know if y'all know this, but the Committee of 300, that's one of their agendas. Notice how easy that it is for women to get jobs. Notice that the women getting degrees now outnumber the men 10 to 1. The system is set up to promote the women, to destroy the men. What is the worst thing, woman, you can do to a man? Need him. Men need to be wanted. A man has to have something to do. So women, if you can do everything, if you can cook, you can clean, you can wash the car, you can change your own oil, you can fix the flat, you can paint the house, you can go outside and trim the trees, you can put up a new fence, you can build a deck, you can lay sheetrock, man, you don't need a dude. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. Because if you do, women, your man is going to be out cheating on you with a woman who's faking like she can't do it. Because all women can. There's no woman that need a man. There's only women that want a man. Women, be the woman that wants a man. Don't be that woman that needs a man. Be the woman that wants a man. That means that, hey, dog, I don't need you. I can pay my own bills. I can wash my own car. I can walk my own dog. I can fix my own fence. But I'm going to yield, and I'm going to let you open the car door for me. You know the hardest thing that it is for my wife to do is to let me open the car door for her? We've been working on this back and forth. Some days she let me do it. Some days she don't. Sometimes she walks into the car, she automatically open the car and get in. The hardest thing for her to do is to wait. Women, y'all are freaking programmed to go, go, go. And you're designed to conquer, conquer, conquer. Slow down and allow your man to catch up. Yes, you can do it by yourself. Yes, you don't need a man. But damn it, we want you to want us. If you don't want us, just tell us. But you don't want us because you are leaving us. The system, the cards are stacked in your favor because they want women to not want men because they know the psychological effects that it does to a man to be married to a woman that is stronger than him. They know what it does to the male ego. The worst thing that you can do, woman, is tell a man, I can do that too. That damn song that Beyonce came out with was the kiss of death for relationships. because Oprah Winfrey and this whole new age agenda where they're promoting femininity, trust me, I'm pro-feminine. Ain't nothing like a strong woman. That's why I married my wife. She's in the military. She went to war. She's been through all kind of stuff that most men couldn't even go through. She's still standing strong. That's why I married her. But her strength is also her weakness. She's so strong that I ain't had nothing to do. So I had all this extra time on my hand. So I'm somebody else that appeared. Let me close with this. How do you build an affair-proof marriage? How do you build a happy relationship? Women, respect your man, especially when he don't deserve it. If you want to really, you know the thing that blew me away? Is what my wife did when I didn't. You want to guarantee your relationship? The more your man F's up, the more you respect up. I guarantee you, he will follow you around in the broad daylight with a flashlight looking for you. Because there is men, especially black men. I don't know about white men. Why can a black man go and be respected? I keep telling women this, man. Women, y'all don't get it. The reason that he's messed up, he's checking up. He's checking up to see if you're going to respect her. Your man subconsciously is on purpose because he's so used to every time he F up, the people in his corner leave him. He's used to it. And so he's testing you to see if you're going to be like everybody else in his family. Everybody else that happened. As soon as he messed up, boy, get up out of here, man. Knew he's going to mess up. The other way, let me do it myself. And women, what do? You reconfirm his fear. So women, I don't care. Forget what all these people that's tripping in your ear, that's telling you what to do. The more he messes up, the more you elevate him. Or you celebrate him. Celebrate your man, women. Elevate your man. If he's an F up, he's your F up. Keep him, elevate him, support him. If you give that man respect, the way that you respect, give that man your respect. I guarantee you, follow you around in broad daylight looking for you with a flashlight. Guarantee you. Why? Because he can't find that nowhere on earth. That's what I'm looking for. And every man on earth is looking for the same thing. Because especially as a black man, we cannot go nowhere and be respected. Because we're black. I get followed around in the grocery store. I get followed at night. So when I come home, I want to be respected. Men, women, you got to respect your man. Men, you got to love your wives. Let me tell you how to love your wife, brother. This is really simple. Stop comparing her to other women. Stop comparing your wife to other women. Stop looking at other women and then coming home and looking at your wife. Stop doing that, brother. If you want to destroy your relationship with your wife, keep looking at, keep comparing, keep talking to, keep conversating, keep hanging out with, keep having. Men, if you got female friends that your wife don't know and can't talk to, you don't have a marriage or a relationship. Any female that you can't talk to around your wife, you shouldn't be talking to her. Because that makes the wife feel like she's number one. She's not number one. Men, if you want to guarantee, that your wife never cheats on you, do this. Love your wife like she is the only woman on earth. When you go to the grocery store and you see this fine female, do this. This is what I do. Do this purposely. Purposely look at your wife in the eye. And you see this bad chick. I mean, she's bad. She looks like whatever, the baddest woman that you've ever seen in your life. And instead of you cutting her, looking at her at the corner of your eye, anytime you see a fine female, brothers, around your wife, look at your wife, grab her and give her a kiss. In public, grab her hand, hold her, reassure her. Let her know she's number one. Do that, brother. Do that. I guarantee you, your wife will be laying in bed with the lingerie on tonight and every night. Trust me, I didn't read about this in the book. If you want to guarantee, if you make your wife feel like she's the queen, She is the number one female on earth, that there is no female that can hold a candle to her. And how do you do that, brothers, is you love her by caring, by understanding, by cherishing, by validating, and by reassuring. When you do those seven things, brother, and it's all encapsulated in love, and the way that you love the woman is you give her your energy and your attention. So there is, you know, if you hang out with your buddies more than you hang out with your woman, you might as well be sleeping with them, because they are the ones that's going to respect you. You have to spend quality time, men, with your woman, with your woman. That's how she knows you love her, by giving her your attention, by giving her your time, by caring for her, by listening to her, making sure she feels understood. You love your wife's brothers, and the way that you love her, your wife, is to make sure that she knows. Now, you can feel it, but you're not delivering up on it. And how do you make sure that your wife knows she, number one, is that anytime you go anywhere in public, your eyes doesn't wander. Anytime you purchase anything, your wallet doesn't wander. And anytime you do anything, your time doesn't wander. Men, if you can control your eyes, and if you can control your money, and if you can control your time, if you can give your eyes, if you can give your money, and if you can give your time to your woman, I guarantee you, your woman will never, ever, ever leave you. There'll never be a thought in her mind. I don't care what other, because no other dude is going to do that. No other dude on earth is going to give your woman his eyes, give your woman his money, and give your woman his time. So you can guarantee your relationship, men, if you do those three things: your eyes, your money, and your time. My brothers and my sisters, again, this was just a crash course of the seven keys. If you want the entire book and the seven-hour series that we did, just go to the website, masterteacher33.com, or email me. Hey, I give anybody, I think it sells for $199. Anybody want to order that today, we give it to you for 50% off. Again, that's the in-depth teaching of what I just glossed over today. Brothers and sisters, love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, is that part one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth. Because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
My vision is to fail, cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and
gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.